But in the case of a company like HSBC, which admitted to laundering $850 million for a pair of Central and South American drug cartels, somebody has to go to jail in that case. If you're going to put people in jail for having a joint in their pocket or for slinging dime bags on the corner in a city street, you cannot let people who laundered $800 million for the worst drug offenders in the world walk.
Wait, this can't be a parenthetical. Explain what you're talking about with HSBC.
So HSBC, again, this is one of the world's largest banks. It's Europe's largest bank. And a few years ago, they got caught, swept up for a variety of offenses, money laundering offenses. But one of them involved admitting that they had laundered $850 million for two drug cartels, one in Mexico and one in South America, and including the notorious Sinaloa drug cartel in Mexico that is suspected in thousands of murders. And in that case, they paid a fine. They paid a $1.9 billion fine, and some of the executives had to defer their bonuses for a period of 5 years. Not give them up, defer them. But there were no individual consequences for any of the executives. Nobody had to pull money out of their own pockets for permanently, and nobody did a single day in jail in that case. And that, to me, was an incredibly striking case. I ran that very day to the courthouse here in New York, and I asked around to the public defenders, you know, what's the dumbest drug case you had today? And I found somebody who had been thrown in Rikers for 47 days for having a joint in his pocket.
Is that even illegal?
No, in New York City, actually, it's not illegal to carry a joint around in your pocket. It was decriminalized way back in the late 70s. But with part of the now passed stop and frisk, what they do is they would stop you and then they would search you and force you to empty your pockets. When you empty your pockets, now it's no longer concealed and now it's illegal again. So they had in that year, they had 50,000 marijuana arrests, even though having marijuana was technically decriminalized at the time. So